Okay, we're starting on the bottom of Lamed Hey Omid Beis. Bo Loi Eitzel Parai. After we finished one of the avodas, the first avoda that's Miyuchad Liyom HaKippurim, was the Kohen Gadol being misvada three viduyim on the par, two on the parachat shaloi, and the third one on the Sira Mishtaleach, which we're going to see later in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Now, in order, the Kohen Gadol has to be misvada on the par before the Shechita. Now, we're going to see later when he's misvada, he puts his hands on it and he leans on it. So we always have that famous question that's asked, how could you lean on it, you're being mishtamish bekotchim? We'll have to see about that. So he took out his par, which was called paroi, his par, because the parachatos was bought from his personal money. Uparoi, the Mishnah keeps calling it paroi, hoya oimeid, would be standing, bein ha'ulam ulam izbeach. Now, to explain this, there was a big building, so to speak, which was called the Heichal. And right in the beginning, going into the Heichal, I'm sure they have a good picture there, we'll see it, that going into the Heichal, there was like a vestibule. That vestibule was called the Ulam. Now, the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Kodshei Kodeshim was in the extreme Ma'ariv. The back of the Beis HaMikdash, the entrance, was at Mizrach. So facing towards the Kodshei Kodshim, your right is Tzafoim, north, and your left is Daroim. And the Menorah in there is on the Daroim side. The Mizbeach is, now, the Beis HaMikdash, that means, if there would be a line demarking between Tzafoim and Daroim, would be straight up the whole Beis HaMikdash going from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. There would be as imaginary line going right up the middle. Right, that means if you're standing towards the Kodesh HaKodeshim, right would be Tzafoim, left will be Daroim. The Mizbeach borders is sitting there on the borderline almost, we'll see, between Tzafoim and Daroim. So now we're saying, where do you put this animal? On right near the borderline of the Tzafoin side and the Durham, that demarked line, in front of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Ula, which we're going to see in the Gemara. So what do you do? Bein Ula Mizbeach, Roshoi Lidorim. It's facing the head of the animal, is facing towards the Daroim side, which would be left from our, towards the left. Upanov, but the face of it, Lemairev, you turn the face of the animal towards the Kodesh HaKodoshim, towards the Heichal. Right, okay? So therefore, that's why, Roshei Ledaroim, U Letzaro Heichal. Zog di Gemara, zog di Mishneh, v'hakoyin oimed b'mizrach. The koyin stands behind the animal towards the exit of the Beis HaMikdash. Uponov lemayrov, but the koyin is facing, this is so exact, uponov lemayrov. V'soymech shte yodov olov. He puts his two hands, right, and therefore there's a din. Now, really, the reason is it's not a smicha. This is not the smicha. This is in order to connect the vidui to the par. He has to do something to connect himself to the par. V'somach yodoi olav umisvado. Now, the Gemara later on is going to bring this din, the makor, that he makes a vidui for himself on the par. V'kach hoya oimer. This is what he says. Ono Hashem. Now, which shame is a whole question. What is Ono Hashem? Shem HaMafoirish, Shem of Membeis. If I want to look, what does Art Scroll translate Ono? Ono. I always wonder. Ono Hashem. Avisi.
It's like, please.
Sir. Is it please?
I don't know.
Ono.
Please Hashem.
Please what?
Please Hashem.
And did I have a footnote?
Hashem translates literally as the name.
No, Hashem.
First here to the full letter.
Right, no, that's on the Shem. It's a big machlokes. Oh, no, it's please. Okay, it sounds like I remember once hearing that, do you have to say please or is it automatic? When someone goes into the mikveh, does he say, oh, no, please mikveh be metayami? Or is it a chemical reaction? It's an automatic, built into the Bria. So we're going to see about that later. When you say Ono Hashem, is it a please, Hashem, please? Or is it menschlich, like Ono? It's like almost a platitude, so to speak, that
that's
I'm saying it.
New socks in this month.
It's also, I don't know, what do we say in the, I think in a regular sit. It doesn't have to be in a, that's what I was looking in the matzah. In a regular weekday siddur, do you say, oh no? Like Hannibal Kavi saying, by Tachno. Before we say, oh, here we don't say, I only have here the Ashkenaz siddur. Oh, but they have it over here. Like Hannibal Kavi saying, Tovay lifonecho svilo seinu. Val tisale mitchino seinu. But where is it in the Svar? Do you say, oh no? Let's see the Svar Siddur. Let me get the Svar Siddur. In the Svar Siddur state, Shachris L'Choyu. No, where does it say Ono? There's some Gersoyus that say, Can you come say the Tovi Lefonech Asfilo Seinu? I'll be Tilim. So maybe on Yom Kippur, we'll have to see the Yom Kippur Machzeh.
I know
the Yom Kippur Machzeh. I have a Yom Kippur Machzeh here. I have a Roshana Machzeh. Yom Kippur Machzeh, Vesef Mishmiz is. Okay, I have it here somewhere. Oh, I have a Yom Kippur Machzeh here. Well, so the Yom Kippur Machzeh, every time, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, we'll look even by Minche. By Minche, Elikenu v'Aviseinu, 5. Elikenu v'Lekei Aviseinu, Tovoy lifonecho sviloseinu. Let's see here, 1 second. Ibid 23. Where's Ibid 23? How does that work? Oh, 23. Let's look inside. I'm looking at a very, very good machzeh. And number 23, I don't like to just pass this. At the beginning of the vidui, the word ono should be inserted as pi the Mishnah in Yuma. Kohen Gadol's Harav's word in vidui. But you know how the Rav translated, Rav Soloveitchik, translated Ono? Ono, he translated, I beg you.
I beg you.
But it's interesting, why in all the Machzorim doesn't it say it? We don't say Ono. The Rav added in Ono. But why didn't we say Ono? Because only the Kohen Gadol says Ono. Because he has to ask. Ayi doesn't have to ask, it's a given. 2 + 2 = 4. Yom Kippur is mechaper, and tshuva works. If you have a serious tshuva, Hashem accepts your tshuva. You just have to be sincere. So maybe you don't have to say Ono. Ono Hashem. Also, what's the Hashem? It's not Ono to the Eibishter. Okay, Ono to that shame. Avisi. Now there's a machlokes, which is the shame. The Birishon Amar Shem Uvishniya Amar Bishem. Okay, Gamar HaTosfos. But there's a machlokes, which is the shame. I once heard from Rabbi Yael Kahn, the great Talmud of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Chosid. So he said that there are two ways. There's the Shem, which is there's how much does a person have asog in human faculties. It's very hard to have understanding of what Eibishter is. It's out of our hasogis. But we try our best. The Kohen Gadol says the Shem. He says the Shem Amafirish or the Shem of Membeis. He said the best way of relating to Hashem is Ato. When you're just pointing to Hashem and it's on his Ato. Baruch Ato Hashem. Those are the two pchinas of it. Okay. Hashem Ovisi. I made a mistake. Poshati. Chotosi. Right. Chotosi. So this is, we're going to see exactly the Seder is going to be in the Gemara. Lifonecha ani ubeisi. Ani ubeisi. Ono Hashem. That's the next one. Right. So the Yerushalmi Tosis brings, we'll have to see what's the pshat. The second one is ono bashem. With the shame. Let the shame copper no la voinus of Shom Hatom, Shavis brother of Necho, Ani Uvesi, Kakosu betoiras mesha of Decho, Kibayoi maze, ye chaper alechem letai reschem, Mikol Hato isechem, Lifne Hashem titoru. Maybe this is the Lifne Hashem is Niskayim because he's standing towards the Hecho, is Niskayim the Lifne Hashem. And that's Kibayoi maze, ye chaper alechem. It's like an expectation. Vehein. Who's Vehein? Hakoyanim Vehom. Right? Right. Right. Hakoyanim Vehom. Here it just says Vehein. And when they would hear this Shem HaMefirish, and we know with the Rambam, and in the Nusach HaTfilah we say, it's not in the Mishnah. It's very interesting. It's not in the Mishnah. V'oinin achrov, that is in the Mishnah. And we're going to have to see in the Gemara of Lamed Zayin, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Holi Olam Voed, because they heard the Shem HaMefirish, it's Mechayev an Aniyo of this dinner, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Holi Olam Voed.
So who's the
only?
The other Kohanim?
Either the Kohanim, I know we say in davening, HaKohanim
v'ho'om. Right.
HaKohanim v'ho'om, HaYoinim, U'mishlach Avim. Oh, we'll look at the Avodah right here in the Chazan's repetition. In the first one, right here, V'kach Hoyo Oimel, B'shem Kapel No, L'chatoi, chotosi, I have erred. We'll say it in English. I have erred. I have been inquidious and willfully sinned. We'll have to see that on Daf Lamed Vov, Omid Beis. Ono Hashem, right? Right, that's what we say, the video of the Kohen Gadol. And he should have that din. So where do we say Kakosu b'toras Moshe, Kakosu b'toras Moshe? And what's the honor Bashem? The kind of gets forgiveness. The Rav goes, of course, too much of yam. This is a famous okay. Kakosov. What does it mean, Kakosov? Why don't you ask him, Kipper? We want the Lifnei Hashem, right? Hashem, and Kadosh Baruch Hu going Lifnei Hashem. Yeah, we have to see exactly. Shema Nichpot, but where does it say? Va'anoyra b'kedusha v'tara, v'avu. So the Mishnah, v'yomoydim, where it say, v'gachoy oimer, v'am d'shecho, v'akoyanim v'om, oimdim, and then the thing, okay. I don't see exactly where they bend. Where does it come from? This then we'll have to see about it. Zog di Mishneh, zog di Gemore, and that would be the din. Man shamitle. Now the Gemara gets into a technical issue. There's a three-way machlekes. Tzofen is the right side when you're facing Mizrach. So now, when you're facing Ma'ariv, and Mizrach is behind you, you're facing Ma'ariv, and it's behind you, the Mizrach. So now, on your right is Tzofen, on your left is Dorin. We know the Torah always tells us, where do you shecht karbonos? You shecht the karbonos al yerach hamizbeach tzofoina. Now, yerach hamizbeach means at the foot of the mizbeach, tzofoina, to the northern side, which would be on your right. The Gemara is going to bring a machlekes. Reb Yosi b'Reb Yehuda is, in my humble opinion, the most muzberdika. Why? Because Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Yehuda would hold the mizbeach and parallel to the mizbeach to hold tzofin, but only lined up with the mizbeach is where it's legal to shecht. That is the shita of Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Yehuda. The shita of Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon is as long as it's in the tzofin side, from the end of the Mizbeach towards the Ulam is also good. Rebbe holds the whole Tzofen side, even behind, even before the Mizbeach, is also called good. But everyone is minded. It was a little alleyway between the Ulam and the walls of the Beis Hamikdash. That's no good, because that's not called Yerach HaMizbeach. Now the Gemara is asking, this main ulam lemizbeach that we need for the Kohen Gadol standing, main ulam lemizbeach, and that's where he's going to make his vidui and eventually his shechting. Who is that man de Omar? Man shamitle de Omar bein ulam lemizbeach. Zokt Rashi, the top Rashi. We have to go slow. Zokt Rashi, what is this question of the Gemara bein ulam lemizbeach? Zokt Rashi, man shametle korui tzofoin l'shchitas kotchim kotchim. Mechatzi pesach heichol uletzofoin bein ulam lemizbeach. Because he's koshochet. How could we see this with the Tnan b'mas nison? Uporoi hoyo oimid bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach. Utnan beper de kamon shemokim vidoi shochtoi. Diktonoi boloi eitzel poroi shniya v'samach yodoi ol shte yodam shochtoi v'kibo. So the Gemara is really asking this question. Rashi is noting in the wrong place. It could be called bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach according to everybody. But since he's doing the vidoi there, we also know he's doing the shchita there. And we know that there's a din that you have to do the shchita where b'tzofayim. So how is bein ulam lemizbeach? So the Gemara, I would think this goes bein ulam lemizbeach b'tzofayim. So it goes according to Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon. Because it can't be according to Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Yehuda says in front of the Mizbeach is not called Tzofoin Yerach HaMizbeach. However, according to Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, the whole area is called, and if you look in the Masechta Gemara, they have a very, very good diagram. The Tanya Tzofoin says in the Torah, in Vayikra Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph, B'shochad Oisoy Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzofoino Lifnei Hashem, right? It's Yerech HaMizbeach. I don't know, it means like the foot of the Mizbeach. So therefore, and it's Tzofoin. So how are you Mekayim that? Mikir Shel Mizbeach Tzofoini. Ve'ad Koisel Ho'azoro. That's called Tzofoin. And therefore it's good, but koisel o'azore, u'kineged kol ha'mizbeach kuloi, is called Tzafon. But you can't do it on the Mizrach. Behind the Mizbeach. That's with the Divrei Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Yehuda. It's only lined up with the Mizbeach. Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon Moisif. Af bein ha'ulam ulam Mizbeach. In the Tzafon side forward. The Rebbe Moisif is mokim drisus ragle ha'keanin. The front of the Mizbeach towards the ulam. Right, ve'af mokim drisus ragle Yisrael behind it. That's what he's moisif on backwards. Right, zog di gemore. Af mokim drisus ragle behime. Zog di gemore, af drisus Yisrael. Avol mina chalifois v'lefnim akol moidim shem. Shetz posel. That means in that alleyway on the side. Zog di gemore is a raye. That our Gemara, our Mishnah, would go according to Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon, not according to Rebbe, and not according to Reb Yosi b'Reb Yehuda. Right. So, Frank the Gemara Akasha, Lema, why are you discriminating against Rebbe? Rebbe just said, you go a little back, but he's moided to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, he's moided to Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon. He's moided to him that frontwards would be good. Why do you say v'loy k'rebi? Afilu teimor Rebbe. Hashtra ad Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda moisif ad Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon loy moisif. El chayitza kolshkein. He should agree. Let's see Rashi. Lema, all the way down. Like towards the narrow, the wider lines. Daf Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Ivulei Rebbe Hashter Rebbe Moisif Kaloi Mamai Teboyelach Pshita Delav Dafka Kamri Vechi Rebbe De Moisif Et Samen Shel Samizrach Shom Ruchek. Of course he would be Moida to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. So why are you pushing it off according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon? Zog Di Gemara. No, it only goes not like Rebbe Anan Hochi Kamrino. What's the problem? Even the Ezra's Kohen, even Gam Ezra's is called Tzafon. So it wouldn't be Derech Eretz to go all the way next to the Mizbeach in the front to make him go in. So you could do it in the other part. Once Rebbe holds the other part is good, so then therefore, Nukme Bekula Azora. So let it be that way. So obviously, what's the kasha? Tosfos making all the kasha. Frank Tosfos. So like Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon too. Why should I do it right in front of the mizbeach facing the ulam? I can do it on the side. Once you're telling me that there's room to do it on the side, so you're just telling me according to Rebbe, you'd be able to do it either way, even back it up. So what would be the problem according to Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon? We're going to see Tosfos in a second. Talking about Elomai, it would have to be according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Freiding of a nukme, imkain, beina the tzavoyin shamas beyach v'la koisol, kidev Reb Yosi Reb Brais. So that would be good. So if that's called Yerach Hamas beyach, so even according to Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda, it should be good. Elomai is loch lemeima. That the reason we put it all the way up closer to the Heichel is Mishum Chol Shedekayin Gadol. So it's not a Pesahoycha reason. The reason is we want to get it closest as possible to the Heichel. So the Rebbe Nami, Mishum Chol Shedekayin Gadol. So it can't be Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda because it says it's upwards part. But it could be according to Rebbe and it could be according to Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon because of Chol Shedekayin Gadol, and we put it there. And that's the din. So Mela, that's what comes out in the Gemara. The Gemara first thought it's a din Mokai. Now the Gemara is being Machadish, that it's only a din. Al Chol Shedekayin Gadol. Zok Toysvis B'divra HaMaschel Nukme Bein HaMizbeach U'Lekoysel Teimo. Toysvis like that Kashi Teimo. Amai kosal kit maid kosal kedaitach de maksha. to come our lema de loy kerebi, kivin de rebbe lezer bereb shimin, nami koshe, vinukma bein hamizbeya kuloi. So it should be the same shayle on both of them. Zog di gemor, zog teisves, nein. Yesh loy mal, tzagar, debishlem lebez leb shimin, kivin dal yerach hamizbeyach, havi mokim, nanozim vitaboiz vishulchonoiz, loy mukma lehosom shen lishom mokim, poni kule hai. Because there's not ruin, boy, mishum shem yavuz golov edem beya. Avala rebi, you could always push it back. Kamok bahara lay, and then the gemor answers, mishum chushu to goyim golov. So it's a little technical Gemara, but that's what comes out in the Gemara. So it's not a din bein yerach l'mizbeach. It's not a din bein hamizbeach lulam. It's the best place to do it. That's cool. So we have, I don't know, I need to know midas. When the whole mizbeach, this is the Beis HaMikdosh, and there's a line straight up the middle. Here, right is Tzofin, this is Dorim. The mizbeach straddles right in the middle. Mostly on the Durham side. It looks like there's a little part of the Mizbeach that goes over to the Tzofen side. We're going to see after. At that little corner is where you put the animal. So he's called in Tzofen, and he's between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. That's what it has to be according to this Gemara. So therefore, where is that? Let's just see this. Oh, there's so much here. So mele, there would be this day. Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see about that.
That corner.
Then. Yes.
That corner, did that have to get sold? It was an
oh, yeah, maybe.
That didn't have any sold. So I forget, what, is it the north side or the south side? But maybe if it was the north side, yeah. You can understand why they didn't do it there.
Our school doesn't have a picture, yeah. Ketzad zog di gemore.
The Gemara ends with
Chulsha de Kohen Gadol. What's this?
But doesn't he have to bring it off the Kedesh? Which was later. On the east side. So
oh.
The Manashachi has to go.
But at least
there.
It's closer, maybe. It would be, I hear. Let's see what they say here. Shumchusha the Kohen Gadol. Shakol ha'avoides ha'yayim me'kipur ma'akohen Gadol. Hoshgoyich l'fim ha'yizam en'um z'vech. Shumokim roi, Rashi says, l'shchitas kotche kotche ma'akorav. P'yoysel ha'echol shomu tzorch l'agnes dam ha'avachal ha'echol ha'zis. V'azai lo yichab rolov ma'ase ha'mizrik v'adam. Okay. I don't have to go through this whole thing yet. Zog di gemore v'nukmei lehedye. Frag the Gemara now the next kashim. Mishum chus to Kodesh Gadol. Roishoi l'adoroi muponov le'mayre. So what does that mean? Roishoi is towards the left side.
Towards the Kodesh Gadol?
No, the Roishoi is towards the Doroim. You stand the para this way. Tzafoin Doroim, so you put the animal towards Doroim, and it's ponov. Is towards the Kodesh HaKadosh. Heichi mishpachas lei, that he goes towards the Doraim. So the Gemara, Marab, ba'oi kemes roisha, you turn his head. L'chayetz poshu. You turn his head. Fake the Gemara, v'nukmei lehedye. The main objective is not that he should be towards the Doraim. The main objective is he should be facing the Ma'ariv, towards the Kodesh Kodashim. So stand in perpendicular towards that way, towards the Ulam. Omar Abaye, no, that's true. Gzeira Shema Yarbitz Gilolim. And it would seem like he's relieving himself towards the Mizbeach. And that we don't want. So therefore, Shema Zokt Rashi. Ugnayhu laharis beis hariishaloi litzad hamizbeach. V'ochi shaper tvei liyoz novoi litzofri. V'roishoi lidorim. Nimtza znovoi shaloi kinegan hamizbeach. She'ini moishcha litzad dorim koloi rechapar. Ela she'en mixes gufoi bein ha'ulam limizbeach. So therefore, it would be, it's a gnayhu limizbeach. So therefore, it wouldn't be that way. So therefore they did only that way towards it. So the Gemara. It's interesting that the Ritva brings a medrash that they muchazuch to find a medrash. Sheme oilom loy hoyo shehir bits apar glolim kishehoye bazarisha. Was a ness. Vafal pikein onu mamidim es achoye apar kud menum vishain lismoy chalanes. So we shouldn't be ain't soim chalanes. So the Weltfreak Darkash, it should have been in Pirkei Oves. In the Asor and Nisim, shall I hear its glowing? Okay, that's a question. Bal Kulponim, that would be that din. Tono Rabbanon. Now the Gemara goes back to the whole din. Ketzav. Now, where were we talking about? Tono Rabbanon. Ketzav Soimich. Forget about now Yom Kippur. In general, every time the Shechita is in the tzofein of the Azora, yes, on the right side, but it doesn't have to be Ketzat Soimich Kotche Kotchim. Hazevach Oimid Bitzofein is its Mokim Shechito, and Bemokim She Soimchim Shoichdin, Uponov Le Mairov, and the back of the animal is towards the Mizrach, Zogt Rashi. Oymid, Ketzat Soymich, Kol Smichus Kotche Kotche. Oymid Bit Sofein, She Kotche Kotchim Tunin Sofein. Uponov Le Mairov, Vachoyrov Le Mizrach. That's what Rashi says. Umaniach Shnei Yodov, and it has to be, he puts on, Visomach Arin Es Shnei Yodov. So you need two hands. Bein shtei akronois shel hazevach. So he should get on v'somach yodoi al roish ha'oilo, not on the kronois, in between. Uvelvad shelo yehidovo choitzitz beinoi levein hazevach. V'somach yodoi al roish ha'oi, that there shouldn't be a chatzitzo. I don't know, I saw that the Lashon in the Tosis Yishonim, V'somach shnei yodov ad shlei yodov ha'choitzitz, zog the Tosis Yishonim, b'toros konim mapik le'mikro, v'somach yodov al roishoi, v'lo yodoi al gabe yodoi, v'kolshkein dovar achar she'choitzitz. I don't know what that means. You shouldn't put one hand over the other hand. That would mean, he's saying a very stark kazach. You would usually say, min b'minoi, is a nechoitzitz. Here it's not min b'mino,
he ain't nechoitzitz. There was a question that, some do one hand,
Oh, so it would be that din. Yeah, unless here it's a din al roishoy. Of actually, the vachoytzitz beinoy levein azeva. Misvada, he's misvada al chatos. This is by a regular carbon. On a carbon chatos al ovoin. Chatos, he's misvada, whatever avera he did to bring his chatos, which is a shoygeg of an avera's chorus. Val osham, what is an osham? On the ovoin, that he's bringing the osham. An osham is if he was goizel, and he was nishbal l'shekel, or he was moyel b'shoygeg. V'al oilo, when do you bring a korban oilo? Al ovoin leket, shikho, upeyo, umayisaroni. Ooh, right, all of those. So those are the ones. There's no, he argues on that din. It doesn't come on those halachas. Elo ala say valoisa say shenitek la say. Since there's no oinish on a bitla say, there's no oinish on a lavanitek la say, which we're going to have to see about. But someone's oiver leket chiku peya, that's a regular lav. You get Malkis. We're going to have to see what this Machlaikis is. Right. We're going to have to see. We're going to see Toisvis, different evaluations of what that is. B'may komiflegi, this last Machlaikis of Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yirmiya. B'lav, what does that mean? What are they arguing? What's the yisoid of their machlokes? If on a regular lav you get a kov noila, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, belav the nevela komiflegi. The Torah says lo soichlu kol nevela lager asher bishorecho titnena vachelo oy mocher lenochri. So even though this nesina lager lenochri after the lav, it's not a tikkun lemishav alav. Because I don't know why not, we're gonna have to see. So Rashi, the Ksiv say Achrov Lager Shabsharecha Titnana Vacholo. Umiyu Akochochainzet. Rashi is the kash. Let it be a love on it to glass, hey, giving it to the goy. Donisinoso Liger E. Efsher Lachashova Alois Shalachilo. What you ate may kora mashmaloy soichlu kol nevela get the nevela soichleno. It's a different pasuk. Rashi has a different pshat in the pasuk. Legeva shebisharecho titnena vacholo is not a mitzvah. You should have done that before. It's not a tikkun. Rashi has olshtikol tere. It's not a tikkun on the lav anituk lasei. Rabbi Akiva Sovar, it's not a lav malio. Never you like it. Rabbi Zagili says, since it says it, even though it's not a lav in the glace, lav malio. So therefore, the same thing by leket shikru peyo looni velager tazui voisom. So it means only before. So therefore, so they would argue on Nevela. Rabbi Akiva learns, even though it was written after, still therefore it's a lot Malia. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, still the Torah was Megala, it's not a lot Malia. So therefore, the halacha would be that it would be that halacha. We're going to see this in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Abaya Omar de Kula Alma Lav de Nevela Lav Malyave. It is a lav. Vahoche betaza if come iflegi, taza gitav me kora mashma. So we're going to see tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. We'll go through this Indian of Lavanitik Lasei.